I'm Gregory James, and I'm a senior lecturer in economics.
I'm Matthias Siems, and I'm professor of commercial law at Durham University.
Thank you very much indeed for talking to the Centre for Business Research podcast series today on law and finance in rising powers. Can you tell me about your paper? I believe it's called...
We have a draft title. The draft title is Shareholder Protection and Stock Market Development, and we have new empirical data using our data set here developed at the CBR.
What did you argue at the workshop?
We looked at both developing and developed economies, and in the presentation we just gave, we had two dimensions. One dimension was that we presented our first set of legal data, and that led to a quite interesting discussion because it led to some counterintuitive findings, I guess, that we had, that in countries where you wouldn't really expect it, we have relatively high formal levels of shareholder protection. Perhaps we'll talk about it in a second in more detail. Perhaps in particular, I guess we were challenged because some people told us, is it really intuitive that you're saying that in countries like Russia or China, shareholder protection is good?
Or greater than Germany.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And the second part, and that would be then Gregory who will address it, was about the econometric method, how we can make sense of the relationship between law and finance. And that was then a very interesting discussion as well, how we can, in principle, find this link, which is really a very important one as well from a policy perspective, whether legal reforms actually may have an effect. And that's, I guess, was the second big part of the paper and the discussion.
Well, if we push the wheel back a bit, Gregory, how did you collect your data and how did you go about analysing it? What yardstick did you use for analysis?
So the actual collection of the, or the construction of the legal index, the shareholder protection index, was done at the CBR. And we are constructing other series that we need to construct, essentially looking at mergers and acquisitions, looking at proportionality of the electoral system, and looking at IPOs and publicly listed companies. We're trying to get to empirical measures of things that are actually quite difficult to observe, but indicators of stock market development, indicators, proxies for, you know, what drives the convergence in shareholder protection across countries.
And how many countries did you study?
30 countries we're looking at. And as Matthias said, we're looking at both developed and developing countries.
Were there commonalities? Were there similarities between countries where you thought, well, perhaps their progress is different? We shouldn't be saying this country, a developed Western economy, is better in terms of protection and rights than one that perhaps has a reputation for more, should we say, autocratic.
Yeah, I think the interesting finding we had for the legal data was that all countries were keen on improvements in shareholder protection. So we have a rise in shareholder protection over the last 20, 25 years, really for developing countries, as well as countries from different cultures. So we have countries from Europe, America, East Asia. And that's quite interesting. That there seems to be a global trend, like some kind of fads and fashions in terms of providing rules protecting shareholders. At least that's, I think, interesting from a political economy perspective. The other question may then be how the law actually operates. And it may operate quite differently. Though the legal rules, they really flow across borders, but the operation is quite different. And that's then Gregory, and I think then the econometrics we will do, that will find out, hopefully, whether there may be some variation, perhaps, how these kind of transplants of legal rules really are in effect across different corporate governance systems. But the starting point is actually there's a kind of an astonishing level of commonality in the law, at least.
These investor-shareholder relationships, they're complex, Gregory.
They're extremely complex. And I think, as Matthias just said, one of the main mechanisms through which we can observe this convergence in standards in shareholder protection.
There is a convergence.
We're certainly looking for one and testing it, but we would expect to see one through cross-border acquisitions. That's one of the key mechanisms through which you can get this convergence in standards, in best practice. And that's because there is some argument that there is a transfer or superior governance from companies, acquirers that have high level of shareholder protection, acquiring companies in countries with weak shareholder protection.
And does that happen? Is it evidence-based policy, as they say? Or is the jury still out in terms of whether the flow is one way, might not a Western company diminish its rules and its standards if it's going into a less developed economy that requires lower standards?
Well, the jury is still out, and that's why we're trying to contribute to that literature and see if we find evidence in our data that is what is happening.
Yes, definitely. I think it could be the other way around. It could be that in the end, like, legal systems that are less protective may be advantageous, because perhaps, yes, you don't want to be bothered by too much red tape. So it could be difficult to say, okay, do we really want to protect shareholders as a maximum? Or do we want to say, okay, perhaps not really, because we don't want too much requirements under our legal systems. So it's now the interesting point, how our empirical findings may go, whether we really find that good law is good, or whether good law may actually be counterproductive in some circumstances.
So the bar, when you have, say, a developed Western corporate culture merging with one in the less developed economies, Russia, China, Brazil, India, the BRICS, the bar might be lowered rather than heightened to protect shareholders or investors, or indeed the employees themselves.
Yes, I think in particular for employees, I think there people often argue, actually the phrase is often used, that there may be a race to the bottom, that in the end standards decrease. I guess for shareholder protection, we feel in general standards may increase, but in the end it's an empirical question, and it may well be the case that in some circumstances there may be strategic reasons that actually things may go in the opposite direction.
Gregory, you used an index which is called the CBR, Centre for Business Research Shareholder Protection Index. Was that useful?
I think it's very useful, and I think it's a very sophisticated, very complex index that looks at a great deal of variables in a very, very careful way. What has been used in this literature that our sort of project and paper belongs to is often been an index that doesn't have very strong legal underpinnings. It was developed by very important economists, but doesn't necessarily have careful look at the law. So ours is coded very carefully and is made of 10 different variables, and we can sort of look at various aspects of investor protection of shareholder rights.
Is there a need for greater regulation? And is regulation a substitute for the law?
I think we had one finding which we found interesting, that we distinguish between different legal rules, some paternalistic and some enabling. And interestingly, as far as we have the data already, we find that the trend is towards more paternalistic rules. And that may respond to your question. So there seems to be now the feeling is, well, perhaps we need, in a sense, more regulatory means. Because in the end, if you just provide the infrastructure, companies may not make valid use of it. And I think one can link it as well to the financial crisis, which goes a little bit beyond our paper in this respect, where people have argued, now with companies failing, perhaps we need stricter regulation, really going beyond corporate governance in terms of, yes, essentially providing a stable foundation for the economy. And I think that's the broader context of our research in terms of, yes, it's a very specific question whether law matters for corporate governance. But then the broader question is how we can create a legal framework for stable and successful economies.
Do you agree, Gregory?
I do, and I do think that law matters a great deal. In our presentation, we talked about whether it's possible through private contracting, through incentive-based compensation to align the interests of managers and non-controlling shareholders. And it is possible to some extent, but there is a scope for greater intervention, for legal rules to be put in place in terms of disclosure in various aspects of shareholder protection. So, you know, just relying on incentives to align the interests of managers with the desires of shareholders is just not enough.
So the question is, do we seek convergence by contract, or do we seek convergence through the law when we've got a global corporate economy with corporations dealing globally with one another? Is that right? Convergence by contract or convergence by law? Matthias?
Yeah, definitely. That's a crucial question. And I think the challenge is, and that's, I guess, why we do the research, is we don't have a global lawmaker. So we don't have the United Nations regulating corporate governance or company law. So therefore, we look here in our research always at the country level, the 30 countries, and whether different trends, perhaps, or similar trends in these countries go in the same direction. So there's some kind of perception of perhaps we need global rules, but as a substitute, perhaps, at least we need perhaps some kind of national standards that become perhaps more uniform.
Gregory?
And what we can try and investigate is whether this convergence by contract does indeed lead to a convergence in legal systems towards best practice.
And again, the jury's out.
And the jury's out.
Yes, it may be, yeah.
Well, this is a fascinating area and very topical at this point in time as we come to the end of 2014 at this workshop on the Centre for Business Research, Law and Finance in Rising Powers. Gregory and Matez, thank you very much indeed for talking to our podcast series today at the Centre for Business Research.
Thank you.
Thanks.